Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 19th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Sex-specific microaxial flow pump use and outcomes in infarct-related cardiogenic shock in the Danger Shock Trial. The Danger Shock Trial found that microaxial flow pump use improved outcomes in selected patients with ST elevation, myocardial infarction, and cardiogenic shock. However, the beneficial effect of the microaxial flow pump was observed to be less evident in women compared with men. This secondary analysis determined significant sex differences in baseline characteristics, in-hospital course, and the effectiveness of the microaxial flow pump in ST elevation myocardial infarction with cardiogenic shock. This highlights a critical disparity in treatment efficacy based on patient sex. Article number 2. Post-certification competencies in cardiovascular care delivery. This analysis emphasizes that while cardiologists achieve core cardiovascular competencies, ongoing training, assessment, and maintenance of post-certification competencies are crucial for effective practice. It shows cardiologists must function as part of a comprehensive multidisciplinary heart team across the full spectrum of cardiovascular care. This continuous professional development ensures optimal patient outcomes in the dynamic field of cardiology. These findings reinforce the necessity of lifelong learning beyond initial certification. Article number 3. Conduction disturbances after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Conduction disturbances and permanent pacemaker implantation are among the most common complications observed after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Studies show that the strongest predictors of these conduction abnormalities include pre-existing right bundle branch block, a short membranous interventricular septum, deep transcatheter heart valve implantation, and the specific transcatheter heart valve type. These findings highlight critical patient and procedural characteristics that significantly influence post-procedural electrical outcomes. Article number 4. Delirium in cardiovascular medicine. Delirium is a common neuropsychiatric syndrome frequently observed in cardiovascular medicine, which studies show is associated with prolonged hospitalization, increased mortality, and long-term cognitive decline. Patients undergoing interventional or surgical cardiovascular procedures, such as transcatheter aortic valve replacement, surgical aortic valve replacement, coronary artery bypass grafting, or percutaneous coronary interventions, are particularly vulnerable to its development. These findings underscore the significant impact of delirium on patient outcomes and identify high-risk populations. Article number 5. Great debate. Drug-coated balloons are preferable to drug-eluting stents for coronary in-stent restenosis. Drug-coated balloons have demonstrated efficacy as an alternative to drug-eluting stents in percutaneous coronary interventions, particularly favored for their leave-nothing-behind approach. Recent clinical evidence supports the effectiveness of drug-coated balloons in treating both small vessel disease and bifurcation lesions. This indicates that drug-coated balloons provide a significant therapeutic option for specific coronary artery disease subsets. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.